Dvachim, Perik, Beis, Mishnah, Hey, 2-5, the Mishnah is wrapping up the topic of Chutz L'Zman and Chutz L'Makom, those thoughts that have validated Korban for eating outside the proper time and place. And we said in the previous Mishnah, and we're ruling that also as well, that Chutz L'Zman, thought outside the proper time, makes the Korban not just invalid, but also suffer the penalty of Karis, divine excision, if someone eats from that's such a Korban, but it's only considered to be pigul, and therefore carrying the penalty of karis, if it was exclusively a chutz l'zmano thought, but not a chutz l'makomo, other invalidations as well. If you thought the wrong time, that's a problem. The wrong time and something else that invalidates it, so now it's certainly not valid, but doesn't carry the penalty of karis. The added element of this Mishnah here is focusing on the notion of achila itself. Achila means consumption, normally eating, but in the context here we have to sort of broaden it to be consumption, because we're talking about either the eating of the Kohen, or of the Baalim, the owners of the offering, of that's one kind of eating, and also the consumption, the eating, if you will, of the Mizbeach, the altar. Now, an act of Achila in Jewish law requires a minimum amount of a kazayas, an olives volume. If one eats something less than an olives volume, it's not considered to be an act of eating, a ma'asa Achila. And therefore, the Mishnah is going to say, what happens if a person thinks about less than that amount, and so on. So the basic principle of Mishnah is that we can, you need to have at least olives amount of consumption to be relevant. In addition, we're going to add the chiddush that the thought of eating a kazayas, chutz l'zmano, and chutz l'makomo, they do combine their mitzdaref, if you don't want, like, let's say, half a kazayas of each. And we're going to contrast that and say, if you think, let's say, half a kazayas of eating by a person, half a gazayas of haktara, of burning on the mizbeach, the altar, eating it, those two halves do not combine. Okay? So the combining of the two halves in terms of chutz l'zman and chutz l'makomo is based on a pasuk. Says the Mishnah inside, le'echol kazayas b'chutz u'kazayas l'machar. If the person doing any of the four essential blood avodos has in mind to eat a olives amount outside the proper place, and also another kazayas amount in the outside the proper time, so there's two different psulim, and therefore certainly invalid, but won't be a situation of a chiyuv karas. Kazayas l'machar, kazayas b'chutz. If the order is switched, I mean, his first thought is about chutz l'zman, and the second thought is chutz l'makoma. Either way, it makes no difference, says Tanna Kamma. We'll see that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees shortly. Kachatzi zayas b'chutz, v'kachatzi zayas l'machar. If a person thinks he'll eat half of a kazayas in the wrong place and half of the kazayas in the wrong time, or kachatzi zayas l'machar, if he first thinks half a zayas amount, half of olive amount in the wrong time, the kachatzi zayas b'chutz, and then half of olive amount in the wrong place, they're going to combine to make it pasul, the korban is invalid, v'ein bo karas, but since they have an admixture of multiple invalidations, the penalty for eating such a korban is not karas, divine excision. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Now, Rabbi Yehuda's disagreement is much more than this, the localized issue here in this Mishnah. It's the whole past couple of Mishnayos. And his idea is that what matters is what you think first. If you first think chutz l'zmano, you've made it now pigul, and then subsequent other invalidating thoughts aren't relevant. The first thought is what is nitvas, and what takes hold. If, on the other hand, a person thinks chutz l'zmano, Makoma thoughts wrong place, and then he adds a later on wrong time, chutz l'zmano, it doesn't make it to be pigul because it's the first thought that counts, and the admixture of the additional layer of chutz l'zmano doesn't change things. So therefore the Mishnah says inside, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zeklal. He says, no, this is the way it works, this is the guiding principle. Im machsheves hazman kadma l'machsheves hamakom. If the improper thought regarding the out of the proper time precedes the thought regarding the proper place, so then pigul, that's certainly pigul, regardless of what happens next. The chayavin al vakaris, and therefore if one eats from the meat of such an offering, the penalty is karas. However, v'machsheves hamakom kadma l'machsheves hazman, if the thought regarding the improper place precedes the thought regarding the improper time, so now it's the first one that takes hold, and therefore, pasul, yeah, it's invalid, v'ein bo karas, but it doesn't carry the penalty of karas, it's not pigul. The Chacham Omrim, the Chacham say no, ze veze pasul ve'ein bo karas. They say it doesn't matter the order of things. If you have two combining invalid thoughts, so then they don't make it pigul. It has to be pure, unadulterated chutz l'zmano thoughts. Fine. Now, what they can agree on is, everyone agrees on this, Lechol kachatzi zayis, v'lachter kachatzi zayis, if he has in mind, the person doing one of the blood avodas, that half of olives amount should be burned in the improper time, and half of the olives amount should be eaten in the improper time, those two things do not combine. Kasher, says the Mishnah, it's kosher, because although we do combine chutz lezman and chutz makomo, even half and a half a zayas, but certainly the eating by a person and the consumption on the mizbeach, on the altar, do not combine. She'ein achilav haktara mitzdarfin, because eating by people and eating by the mizbeach, smoking the mizbeach, do not combine to get the requisite quantity of kazayas and olives amount.